Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like you.
Greetings, Curiosity Builders. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs and leaders looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I've had this title bouncing around my mind for a couple of weeks now, Your Soul's Adventure. It was sparked by something Nassim Taleb wrote in his book Anti-Fragile about how he is reconnected with his practical self, the soul of a practitioner. Religious connotations aside, I'm going to explore my fascination with the soul, how it shows up in our life and work, and why it matters in the micro and macro views of the world. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/246. As you know, on this podcast, I read a lot, and lately I've really been reading a lot of books centered on success, wealth, creativity, curiosity. I mean, it's a wide range of interests right now. And I've been writing down a lot of quotes that have really captured my attention and imagination. And this episode is really an attempt to take a bunch of what seems to be unrelated pieces of wisdom and bring them together into a coherent whole. As I mentioned in the opening, I was fascinated by Nassim Taleb's description of reconnecting with his self, the soul of the practitioner, and it's something that I've been doing a lot lately, and it's because I've really been on a journey of discovering, why am I here on this world? What do I have to offer? What value do I bring to my relationships, to the work that I do? And it's a really deep personal question. And it's been challenging because things aren't going as I've planned. Last year was really a year of discovering what I didn't want to do. And at the end of the year, I returned to my business, but I didn't want it to be business as usual. One of the quotes that I read recently was, "You are where you're at today because of your prior thinking." I am where I am at today, not only because of my prior thinking, but in a lot of ways, my inaction to move toward what I knew deep down inside I really wanted to be doing. These thoughts are really interesting and personal and deep because when things aren't going the way you want them to do, you automatically get into this position of, what do I need to do to solve this immediate problem today? As opposed to saying, what can I do today so that I'm not in the same position tomorrow? It's such a difficult switch, and it's something that an accountability partner has really helped me to see. She was just revealing, Chris, don't go for the immediate wins. Go for what you know you need today and focus on tomorrow. And that's such a challenging shift because of the desperation that sometimes sets in when things aren't going as planned. Another quote that I wrote down was, success leaves clues. And what's interesting is I think about the work that I want to be doing. The success that has left clues inside have been things like, what really makes me excited? What really elevates my heart rate? What really stokes the fires of my passion? Those are the clues that I'm searching for, because it's not success in terms of monetary or, you know, relationships that I have today. It's really, this is where I show up best. When I am focused on connecting with people, success is leaving clues in how I feel and how others feel after our time together. And so when I start thinking about all these things, it comes back to this fascination with the soul. What is it? Well, in a religious connotation, our soul is what makes us uniquely us, who we are today and when we are no longer here. It's that ongoing manifestation of ourselves, so when we die, we live on in the lives of others. We live on, in some religions, our soul transcends time. It goes on to an afterlife. regardless of what you believe, our soul lives on in the legacy of our work, in the legacy of our family and our relationships, our body of work. Could it be that the soul is absolutely everything, and yet we never fully embrace it because it might not be quote unquote practical? It might not be something that is rational or logical, or is it? Guess the past month in Getting Work to Work have inspired me to connect with this idea of the soul's adventure. In episode 242 with Tim Kelly, he talked about purpose being the path to maximum impact. I love the idea of purpose. Purpose is something that I've always desired for my life. And when I just move from short-term project to short-term project without any feeling of purpose, I feel that life is meaningless. In the last interview with Tina Esmaker, she talked about everything. Everything is absolutely life. It's all life, as she said. And what I love about that is that our soul is more than just our work. It's more than just our life. It's absolutely everything. Curiosity, that's a recurring theme in every conversation that I have. It's all there, standing in front of me. It's all there on the whiteboard of my life. And I'm just standing before it, moving pieces around, trying to make sense. What is the soul's adventure that I am on? Am I the soul or the conformist? Am I someone that wants to live deeply in who I am and connect with who other people are? Or do I want to conform my life and my career to look like everyone else? Do I want to focus on the micro or the macro? A dear friend sent me an article this morning about completion rates of colleges. And that is a huge macro problem. Finishing anything is a macro problem. But I kept coming back to, well, what can we do today? What is the micro task that we can do today to affect the future? This idea of micro or macro is about energy. I can't solve big problems. I have maybe the capacity to really focus my life on one or two macro problems. But I can look at micro things. I can cross tasks off like no one else. But at the same time, these macro tasks, these macro problems compound over time and will affect that macro view of the world. And if we all take these micro views of the world and cross them off every single day, how might the world look in the future? We are where we're at today because we didn't want to do the work in the past. I put on a little bit of weight. I've gone on a weight journey for a long time. I dropped 100 pounds and I've kept it off successfully. But at the same time, the last few months have been very stressful. And I allowed myself to put about 15 pounds on. That is not a macro problem right now. Losing the 100 pounds was a macro problem. I had to address very real concerns of my health. But now I have a micro problem. Well, why am I gaining this weight? It's because I'm not taking care of my daily dietary concerns. I'm letting myself go microwise, living with a microwave. So at the same time, how can I focus on the micro problem so that in 8 months, I'm not in the same place? It's by taking care of the issues today. Another idea. Do I want to be the source or the outcome? I saw this article this morning just passively scanning through Twitter about how the writers of Game of Thrones don't want to reveal how the writer of Game of Thrones, George R.R. Martin, is going to end the book, or how it's different from how the series, the TV series, is going to end. And that's really fascinating because as creative professionals, do we want to write and create material that help people or fuel stories or fuel films or comic books or creative worlds? Or do we want to create the creative worlds? Do we want to adapt someone else's source material? You can't be both. I've tried to be both. I've wanted to be both. I wanted to be the source and the outcome. But my soul's adventure is more tuned in to being the source, not the outcome. As a creative entrepreneur, I have toiled to create my business for 13 years. I have had some good highs, and I've had some devastating lows that have taken me on a journey to try things constantly. And it wasn't until just recently that I realized that I've been on the wrong path. My soul hasn't been engaged because I have confused some of these questions that I've been asking, the soul or the conformist. I have been conforming my life and my efforts to be like all of the other people that I'm seeing on Twitter and Instagram. I'm not being my unique self. My soul's not engaged in being like other people. I'm more focused on these macro problems when in reality, I can only deal with so many micro problems. And I've been focused on the outcome, wanting to be solving problems for companies when in reality, it's more about the people for me, not the companies. Once you start understanding that, you start getting to the question of what fuels your life. I end every podcast episode the same way. May creativity and curiosity fuel my life. And as I start thinking about what is my soul's adventure, I want to fuel people's lives. I started adding other things like grow your business, fuel your life. But it kept coming back to the singular vision of helping people fuel their life. Because when your life has fuel, everything else benefits. Your work benefits, your paycheck benefits, your bank account benefits, your relationships benefit, everything is connected to that singular purpose for me. So fueling your life, what does this look like? Deep conversations that reveal dreams, but also plans, actions, and guts. It wasn't just about the work. It's about discovering life and your soul's adventure. Another quote that I read this morning was, "Do fewer things, but do them better." I read this quote this morning and I'm struck by the simplicity of it. Because for 13 years, I've wanted to do it all. I wanted to be able to write. I wanted to be able to produce content. I wanted to be able to teach. I wanted to be able to build a service-based business where I'm meeting the needs of businesses and producing short films and videos that meet their goals. But I've just deluded myself over the years because I wasn't willing to make the macro choice that I had to make. What is that macro vision that I'm working toward? And pick one, so that everything that you do serves that bigger picture and not dilute the bigger picture. So that macro choice is that I want to help fuel people's lives. I thought about the label as coach. A lot of people wear that label and they wear it well. What is a coach? A coach is someone that is focused on performance and helping people perform better. Is that really what I want to do, though? Is it just about performance, or is it something deeper? In the book of Beautiful Questions, I read about this label of visionary helper, and that starts to get closer. It's someone who helps people see a bigger picture and points them in the direction and helps them move toward that. But then I started thinking about mountain climbing and people who help others climb Everest, or people that have gone to the South Pole. And it's this idea of being a guide. You hire a guide because you know the goals that you want to have. You just don't know how to get there safely. So whether it's a visionary helper or a guide, I want to help fuel people's lives because that is my soul's adventure. And everything else that I can do can point people toward that. Whether it's this podcast, this podcast serves that macro goal, because I can share things like this topic or The Will and the Ways or interviews with other creative entrepreneurs so that you can fuel your life and have a life and not make some of the mistakes that other people have. So my soul's adventure is to fuel your life. Everything I do guides you to that outcome. And the question that I have is, what is your soul's adventure? What is it that you want to be known for, not only today, but at the end of your life? What is going to live on when you are gone? I come back to these questions. Are you going to focus on the soul or the conformist, the micro or the macro, the source or the outcome? These are deep, deep personal questions, and you're not going to have an answer right now, but maybe deep down inside, there's something calling you to a grander, bigger adventure than you've been on. I know for me, I'm scared, because I know what life looks like when I'm trying to build a business that looks like everyone else's. When I'm trying to make videos and films that look like the ones that are successful, because people can maybe relate to that better. I don't know. But by taking a step toward this bigger picture and having things that serve that, I know that I'm moving in the right direction. I know that by making this choice of being a guide for other people, that my life is going to be more full and valuable and worthwhile over the years, so that in 13 years, I'm going to be in a completely different place than I am now, 13 years from when I started. So the question, how can I help you? Can I help you guide you to what you want to do? Send me an email, chris@chrismartinstudios.com, and let me know how I can help you. I'm here for you, and I want to be a guide on your soul's adventure. As we come to the end of this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative entrepreneurs and leaders? You can send them to gwtw.co to access every episode of this show, or you can have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Do you have a big idea you're chasing or want to share about how you're growing in your creative work and life? Perhaps you need some advice, encouragement, or just want someone to say hi to. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm @CMStudios. Not only do I love talking about curiosity, but I like writing about it too. And I just launched a new email series for creative entrepreneurs who are struggling with burnout, conformity, and mediocrity. It's called The Curiosity Killers. Each day focuses on one killer and provides a few steps you can take to build your curiosity through wonder, learning, and action. Head to curiositykillers.com to sign up for this fun and serious look at why curiosity matters. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.